Well, we hope. It certainly looks like he's ready. He's been through, I think, different stages of development, going back to junior, played awfully well in Denver last year. So we think he looks like a player, and he will get every chance to be that.
I guess the Binghamton thing and the World Juniors really was a big year for him.
Well, when we drafted him, he'd come off a knee injury, and it obviously takes a lot of time to get back to 100%. But yeah, I think being a good player with Team Canada, being a good player back in junior, and then coming back and playing in Binghamton, and the team going deep into the playoffs and winning, eventually they got a lot of chance to play games, important games, and develop.
Is it a tough spot with him right now? Is it 6-1 ideals that he would have to play his way on?
I think we'll look at what has to be done. If some of these young guys are ready to play, then it's up to me to try to create a spot for them, and that may mean we have to do something about it. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We've got to play. We've got to go through training camp and preseason and see who really deserves a chance to be on the team.
Ideally, you got a lot of young guys who can push on defense. Do you want more than one or two of them? Or?
Well, I don't mind. If they're good enough to play, we're going to let them play as best we can. There may not be a spot at the beginning of the year, but as we go forward, if they deserve to play, then I'd like to think that at some point they get a chance to do exactly that.
How much pressure is on these guys this week?
There's no pressure on them. There's pressure that they put on themselves. They all want to show up. They all want to play well. They all want to be recognized. I think we, from a management point of view, want to see how they can play, want to see our future. Some of them will get a chance in preseason games. Hopefully this rookie tournament will be a real showcase for some of them, but it's simply a one stage in their development, and we've got a lot of kids out there that look like players in the future, and just a matter of them showing us that as best they can what they're capable of doing.
What does the Zibanejad have to do in the next month in order to stick around?
Just play like he does. He's a good hockey player. He's a big, strong guy. Just play and do what he can do on the ice to show that he's close to being ready. And then we have to decide if we can put him on the team or not.
How big is the step between the role he played last year in Sweden and the one he could play as maybe a second-line center this year in Ottawa?
Well, I don't know that he has to be a second-line center in Ottawa. He just has to see if he can be one of 12 forwards, if that be the case. It's a big step. He played in the elite league, though, with Mann, and he played well. I think that, we'd like to think our league is better. Our team is going to be better than it was last year by a margin. And for a young guy to play on it, he just has to be able to compete every day and hopefully develop along the way. We don't want to retard his development by putting him in a position where he doesn't get a lot of ice time.
Putting Romblad on a smaller ice surface, will it change a lot for his game?
No, he's a skater, physical player. I don't think that affects him very much. Well, we have numbers. We've got dollars are not going to be the issue as far as space is concerned. Contract, one-way contracts are a factor. There's no question. They have to be. But I think, as I said earlier, we have to make a decision on certain players if they're ready, if they're capable of being able to play and play regular in the league, and then find out the world we can go with different bodies.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Brian. There's the announcement. There's right now.